fellowship. If everybody's fast eating in our churches, everybody would tithe. Everybody would come to Sunday school. Everybody would stay for church. Everybody would come to training union. And everybody would stay for church. And everybody would come to prayer meeting. And everybody would come to visitation. And everybody would tithe. And everybody would read the Bible through. And everybody would pray. And everybody would die. And everybody would go to hell. Nicodemus the ruler. He was a man, an important man. Jesus said, I don't care if you are a man, you'll go to hell if you don't get born again. Amen. And he said, I don't care if you are a ruler, you'll go to hell if you don't get born again. He said, if you're a teacher of Israel, I don't care what you are. He said, if you don't get born again, you will die and go to hell. No, my dear friend, listen. There's creeping into our churches great mass of unregenerate people who look like Christians, who talk like Christians, who dress like Christians, who say amen like Christians, who give like Christians, but who down inside their soul have never had a real, genuine experience of salvation with God the Father. And if you have not been born again, if God has not made you anew by regenerating power of the Spirit of God, if you have not been made anew or been renewed and saved in your soul, listen, the Bible says you've got to know why it's in the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate these people that Sunday by Sunday walk down the aisle and say, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm not saved. On the outside, everybody thinks I'm saved. I want you to know something. It takes some courage to do it. Could I drop a little nugget here? You know who the most of them are? Women. Women. You ladies have got more pride than men have. And I'm as convinced as I am I'm standing here. The devil went to the Garden of Eden to get Adam and Eve. He started on Eve first because she was the weaker vessel. He deceived her with a false religion. And I believe she is the one that sewed those fig leaves together too. And so he deceived her. And I'm convinced that many, many a woman whose husband perhaps has been saved is hiding behind the fact that a woman's supposed to be sweet and kind and tender. And I believe there's more Pharisees among women than anybody else in the world. And I want to say this, dear friend. If you do not know in your soul today that you've had a real experience with God, you don't know that if Jesus came, like the lady said a while ago, she said, man, if I'd have fallen off one of those mountains, I'd have gone to hell, but now I've gone to hell. She said, I'd like to go up there again. And I don't wish to jump off or not. The way she talks, she might jump off one of those mountains. But I want to know if you know this. Listen, I think she knew what she said. I believe when she stood up here and said, hey, if I had died, I'd go to heaven, I would have submitted it. And don't, for God's sake, don't hide behind a superficial Pharisees. And the Bible says, cast out the leaven of the Pharisees. And some of you folks today, in your soul, you need to cast out the old leaven of Pharisaism and be saved by the power of the gospel. Let's bow our heads for prayer, please.